Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, I'll never forget the surrender. Paul Ryan declaring that the Republican Party would no longer fight on cultural issues anymore. We would just roll over and let the Democrats do whatever. How's that worked out, Lee?
Yeah. Well, we didn't roll over.
No, we didn't roll over. More specifically, President Trump, who Paul Ryan tried like the Dickens to defeat, did not roll over.
Well, quite honestly, it was cultural issues that got Donald Trump elected this last time.
Absolutely. But not just cultural issues, but the fact that our side actually fought and made arguments.
Well, that was it. He was making the arguments against progressive liberal secularist policies on those very issues.
And here's where what gets interesting, okay? This just came out from Gallup. 2/3 in the U.S. prefer your birth sex to be on IDs, not your sex you identify as. Okay. And roughly 2/3 of Americans support two separate policies prioritizing birth sex of transgender people, you know, over their current gender identity. Okay. And 69%, almost 70% of U.S. adults continue to believe that transgender athletes should only be allowed to play on sports teams that match their birth sex. Okay. Now, here's what's interesting. Gallup reports when the sports question was first asked in 2021, support for transgender athletes being able to play on teams matching whatever their current gender identity was 10 percentage points higher than it is now at 34%. Right now it's 24%. By 2023, support had fallen by 8 points and now is another 2 points lower. So it's continuing to decline. The more the left argues this and we push back, the worse it gets for them. But we have not seen this with cultural issues in this country. Normally the left brings them up and they hammer and hammer and hammer and hammer and we kind of shrink in shame and nobody fights and they win. That's what happened with gay marriage. If you go back to 1999, my son and I did this the other day, it was an 80-20 issue. Gay marriage, what? No. I mean, and you remember Barack Obama campaigned against it. That's how recent this was. Really, really toxic. And what? They wore us down over 20 years on that particular issue. And it's just thought that's the way of things. You know, the left wants to do something socially and gradually they wear us down. In my adult lifetime, I have never seen a social issue go in reverse. But both of these are. By 10 points, a 10-point decline between 2021 and now, and the number of people who are like, yeah, boys should totally play in girls' sports. Why? Because Trump is amazing. What? No. Trump just made the argument. Just make the argument. Don't be scared when the media says boo. And it'll work. It'll work if it makes sense. We can win the culture war. We are winning the culture war. And the problem the Democrats have, Lee, is they're dug in so deep on this, they can't reverse with their base now.
They'll
lose primaries.
They have buried themselves on this.
So that's bad news for them. It's good news for us. And it says,
it's good news for America, too.
It's good news for America, too, because we need to have girls' sports. Girls need to be able to play in sports. Okay. Meanwhile, this is an unbelievable story this morning from Just the News. That Kash Patel, head of the FBI, Monday evening, turned over to Congress intelligence reports raising concerns that China mass-produced fake U.S. driver's licenses to carry out a scheme to hijack the 2020 election with fake mail-in ballots for Democrat Joe Biden. What do I tell you all the time? Democrat Party is merging with our enemies, specifically the cartels, China, and Iran. They have their own foreign policy. It is separate from Americans' foreign policy. Our worst enemies on earth are their allies. We see so many signs of this. Newly declassified intelligence reports from August 2020 weren't corroborated or fully investigated, but instead were recalled from intelligence agencies. In other words, wadded up and thrown in the trash. At about the time that then FBI director Christopher Wray testified, there were no known plots of foreign interference against the 2020 election. But there were.
Yeah.
According to this, the new documents were turned over to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who first raised concerns to the Bureau that the intelligence hadn't been fully vetted and instead was just dismissed, even though there was evidence of fake licenses. Okay. Now, keep in mind, we just had a court-mandated purge in Arizona of 50,000 illegal immigrant voters illegally registered. Took us this long to get the court order. They got to go. So this idea that this is all just kind of fake, sort of out there, it's not a big deal, almost never happens, very rare. Nope, 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 and nope. In fact, I would argue we have no dang idea who the senator from Arizona is or who the governor is, for that matter, or even which candidate actually won Arizona in 2020. It's unknowable. When you look at the numbers, because Joe Biden won by 10,000. Well, you got 50,000 illegal immigrant voters. Were these Chinese licenses? Is that what that was? Some of it? Some of it in there? And when you look at this, look what this represents. It's not just China coming in and doing this because they are merged with the Democrat Party. They have the same interests. Look, folks, we saw them work together on the Wuhan lab. What was the purpose of the virus? To crush Trump's economy, his most formidable weapon for reelection. What do you see there? Democrat cover-up. Again. Again, what, Lee, did you hear this, by the way? This is Joe Rogan. I didn't make enough of this. Two presidents, let me show you how they cover up. Two presidents called Spotify to have Joe Rogan's podcast removed. Two. Why? Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Why? Because he was telling the truth about, hey, you know, this COVID thing, we don't need to shut anything down. Look, I tried ivermectin. I was fine in 3 days.
Yeah.
Well, of course you are. It works against viruses. I use it all the time. My kids have grown up taking it. Like, oh, I feel sick. Can I have an ivermectin? I don't want to feel sick. I'm like, okay, here, we'll go. We'll take it. It works great for COVID and for other viruses too. But Joe Rogan, you know, two presidents called Spotify to have his podcast censored because he tweeted something about, you know, showing himself hooked up to an IV and how he felt better. Are you kidding me? Why? To help the Chinese further the cause of COVID. That's why. It's how they work. Yep. And to see the FBI cover this up, again, this is further justification. Thousands need to be fired from that agency.
Yeah.
We just cannot go forward any other way.
Well, and the American people need to wake up and realize, and this is not against Chinese, the Chinese people, the
no.
Russian people, the North Koreans or the Iranians or anybody. These governments of these nations, like China, the Communist Chinese Party, the Russian leadership, the KGB, and their, you know, whatever their security agencies are now, the North Koreans, the Iranians, certain elements of other nations, and the drug cartels, they are all working overtly and covertly to disrupt and to try to damage the United States, whether it's economically, militarily, diplomatically, whatever. Constantly, 24/7, 365, both digitally, on the ground, in the air. This is always going on. This is not the old Red Scare mentality. This is what's going on. We need to realize this as a country. I think other populations of other countries that have seen more conflicts and are you know, have more of a legacy than we do, they realize this. But I don't think that the American people do, because we sit here with the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean guarding us, and Canada, which is mostly benign, and Mexico, you know, other than the illegal immigration situation and the drug cartels, you know, they're not attacking us. And we feel protected and isolated in that, you know, we don't have to worry about all this. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Because with the digital threats that we, you know, have now, the ability of other nations with intercontinental ballistic missiles and satellites and all the other stuff, we need to be constantly vigilant. And we need to understand and believe that, yes, there are real threats out there from real bad actors all the time. And we've got to quit acting like, ah, oh, we don't have to worry about that. Yeah, you do.
And it's not necessarily that when I say this, that they have merged. What I mean by that is their goals are the same.
The goals are the same. Yes. Yeah.
And they help each other out by looking the other way. That's what the Democrats, what the FBI is doing here. It's what the FBI did when it and the IRS had evidence that Hunter Biden and the Biden family had taken $30 million from the communist Chinese in violation, not just of bribery standard statutes, but of federal law that requires Hunter to register as a foreign agent.
And go back, and we'll go back to the—
They covered that as crimes up, so Joe could be president. Understand that. I mean, what further evidence do you need? I had a guy earlier say, I'm quitting the show. They wouldn't merge. They did.
Well, and
they covered it up. Crimes by Joe.
You brought this up again yesterday, and I'm glad that you did. You reminded folks about what was going on with the debanking of folks that were doing, you know, of gun sales. I mean, this is during the Obama administration, Operation Choke Point. And then all the other things that have been going on about with the government trying to the IRS being used to audit people who were contributing to the Tea Party.
Yeah.
I mean, this is decades long. This isn't just Joe Biden.
I've got a listener, Andy, to my podcast who lives down in Florida. He probably just fell off his chair. And he for years has emailed me about, you know, I made the mistake of donating to the Tea Party. It cost me $100,000. Punitive audit.
Yeah.
He said they didn't find anything, but that wasn't the point. The point was the harassment.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they just work together, and the Chinese, the Democrats, protect each other when they're undermining America to further their joint causes. But they're Maoists, they're communists, they're authoritarians. And look, the Democrat Party, any given day of the week, would rather be ruled by Xi than by Trump. That is a fact.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you see this, producer Tim? Gen X. No, sorry. We had some sense. Gen Z, which has no sense. New poll, 47% of Gen Zers say they've been having more sex while working remotely and that it is one of the top three things that they enjoy about remote work and don't want to give up. But, oh no, wait for the punchline. You're going to love this. I don't know who devised this poll. Person was a genius. But 38% said that they might be willing to return to the office post-COVID if they can have, I kid you not, quote, private spaces for hookups and solo play. What? I didn't even mean to read that. Oh, my gosh. During the workday? Ew. Gross. Who goes in and cleans that?
And at the workplace? That's...
That is a hazmat situation right there.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah. They want pimping space, basically. Not with an actual pimp, but yeah. Yeah, I'll come in, but I want to be able to have sex on the job.
You'd need like a whole washroom for that. Like,
what are you looking?
Shower.
Yeah, I know. Like, yes, thank you. Showers. Who sanitizes the surfaces? I mean, you need a special cleaning crew for that.
Yeah, with hazmat suits and everything.
38% say they want private spaces for hookups and solo play during the workday so they could, quote, take a break alone or with a coworker. Okay, I am not taking the HR job in that business. Not doing it. No way.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Like, how would something like HR react to something like that? Like, they are already, like, you know, you can't talk to people a certain way. You can't touch people a certain way. And now we're, you know, taking a whole leap on the other end of the spectrum. That's weird. That's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. I don't even know how that would work because, like, you've been through our training module about don't sexually harass people.
Yeah.
Here in the workplace.
Yeah.
At Odyssey. Yeah. And it's like, okay, you can legally date them, but these 55 things.
Yeah, yeah. Don't look at them weird or don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty much if you want to take them out, you gotta ask them off campus and you can only wink and nod. You can't actually speak.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a risk.
It's a risk. Absolutely. Okay. Meanwhile, you ever see a thing and you find you're like, yeah, I know exactly what they mean by that.
Sure.
Okay. I bet you will know exactly what they mean by this.
Okay.
Office bud.
Wait. Office bud?
Office butt. Office B-U-T-T. Butt. What is an office butt?
Office butt?
Like you just had a guess.
I don't know. A douchebag?
Office. Okay. Let me give you a better hint. Office chair butt. What is that? I saw the headline and I knew. I knew exactly what it was.
Office
I see them all the time.
Butt.
Office chair butt.
I'm terrible at this guessing game.
Yeah, you're not very good today, Tim.
No.
You need to step up. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I notice people's butts too much. I don't know. Office chair butt. Oh, I've noticed office chair butt for years. It's like I can actually tell what the shape of your office chair is by looking at your butt. That's what it is.
Okay, yeah. I've never done that. That's, yeah.
You haven't noticed that?
No.
Really?
Nope, I have not.
Okay, it's trending. So it's not just me. I'm not crazy.
Okay.
I saw this on X last week, office chair butt, and I went, I bet that is, and I had to click on it. I was right. It's when you spend so much time in that chair, your butt begins to take the shape of the chair, which, by the way, biologically, your muscles will do.
Really?
Yes. You know that. It's where what should be the, like, cute little cheeks of your butt end up shoved up by your hips. Oh, come on. Somebody out there, save me here. Tell me you know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about. You walk around. You're like, yeah, I can see the shape of that woman's butt.
I'm looking.
Right there in the office chair.
I'm looking it up right now.
Look it up. The pictures, oh my gosh.
Images. Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking, can you see?
Yeah, I see it now. That's.
Oh, you were going to see it everywhere. You're going to hate me. Yeah, once you see it, you cannot unsee it.
Well, you learn something new every day, right?
Yes. Technically, office chair butt is when you get a flat, saggy, unimpressive backside because you sit too much at work. But actually what it is your muscles will take the shape of that chair. Because
can't you work out and, like, you know,
yes. Yes, you can.
Okay.
And it will turn it around. However,
there's hope for people.
Yeah. If you cannot motivate yourself to get up and walk around at least every other hour, not every other hour, every single hour for cardio purposes, like you don't care if your arteries are hardening as you speak. Some you don't. You don't want that office chair, but oh, that's ugly.
Yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah. It's where the bulk of your butt ends up around your hips, not, and it ends up flat and compressed. It's ugly. I'll tell you, and once I've said this, you will see office chair butt everywhere.
I'm gonna start looking. Yeah, my without being creepy.
Now I don't mean to brag, producer Tim, but I have not been to the gym in years until recently. My daughter's trying to get into like a military academy, so she's trying to get in shape for like that very rigorous.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
cool.
And so we work out hard, and she drags me with her. So I go every other day now to the gym. And I am proud to announce I started off in the beginning. I could only bench 70 pounds with my rear end. I can bench 170 pounds with my butt.
There you go.
I can.
That's an accomplishment.
Yes, I am fighting office chair butt with every fiber of my being.
There you go.
Yeah. So ask me in a few months if I'm getting anywhere.
I will.
Yeah, but I can. I can lift 170 pounds with my butt, which is more than I can lift with my arms. So I knew you wanted to know that. Okay, back to war with Iran. You know what? If you can't fight war with Iran, fight office chair, but get up, move around. I know that's asking a lot. Some suggestions for fighting office chair, but hey, when you're on a phone call with a client, why are you sitting? Get up and walk. Put something you need regular access to a few feet away from your desk. Choose a bathroom that's a little bit further away. Or if nobody's looking, stand up and do some butt clenches several times a day. Wake up that butt muscle. And maybe walk to a coworker's desk and stand, talk to them instead of sending an email or calling. We can all do our part to fight office chair butt. Well, the Israelis have announced the destruction of 200 Iranian ballistic missile launchers. It's a severe blow to Iran's arsenal. Yesterday, they were up to 120. That was about a third of Iran's estimated arsenal of about 360 launchers. Going to 200 is, you know, meaning they have about 160 launchers remaining, although that number continues to dwindle as operations proceed. Good. Like taking a gun away from a child. A violent, delusional child. Meanwhile, Tel Aviv mayor announces, U.S. is second headline 851. U.S. sends stealth fighters to Middle East as Iran-Israel tensions escalate. And now there's some debate as to whether Israel, as Lee was saying earlier, needs the bunker buster in Iran. I said that about a week ago. I said, I would be surprised if Iran doesn't have that, and they've just kept it on the down low. So it'll be interesting to see. Maybe Israel can do this entirely by itself. A great tweet from Shabos Kristenbaum. Iran, and reminding us, Iran tried assassinating President Trump twice. Could have been three times, honestly, but we'll go with two. President Trump even left instructions in case they succeeded. Folks, when President Trump has to say to stay alive, to threaten Iran, if you kill me, there will be total destruction. Joe Biden never had to do that. Iran doesn't want Biden dead. Democrat Party, that's who sends them pallets of cash. Folks, we are here because of the Democrat Party, period. And it's not just Joe Biden. It goes back to Barack Obama. Pallets of cash. Unmarked bills. You were never supposed to know. They are, I'm telling you, the Democrat Party in Iran are allies. And they have one mutual enemy, mainly. The Republicans. Anyway, the irony of it. Iran tried assassinating President Trump twice. President Trump even left instructions in case they succeeded. Yeah, he's going to level the country. It is now President Trump who will eliminate the Ayatollah. To America's foreign adversaries, threaten our president, and we will blanking kill you. That needs to be understood. We need that lesson in the world so badly right now. It has become outrageous what people are getting away with. Truly outrageous. Okay, meanwhile, I want to go back and read just some headlines to you. And I've been sitting here pulling up from my history. Three charged in Iran-linked murder plots, with one targeting Donald Trump as revenge for killing Qasem Soleimani. Headline, Beirut Marines reflect on the death of Hezbollah leader who planned the 1983 attack, over 100 Marines killed. Another headline, Iran has attacked U.S. troops 83 times since Biden became president. We have three dead soldiers from Georgia to show for that. I just wonder why the NAACP is on that. I mean, one of Iran's proxies literally flew a drone right into the base and killed them. All three of them were black. NAACP, where were they? You know what Biden, do you remember what Biden did? He gave them a warning where he was going to strike back and return so that they could clear out. Headline, report, Iran killed 600 U.S. soldiers in the Iraq war, still unavenged. Folks, We have been at war with Iran since 1979. It's an endless war because no White House, you know what the problem is? No White House president has had the gonads to finish it. Look, George Bush let Iran kill hundreds of troops with lethal EFP IEDs. He did nothing. We should be all on our hands and knees thanking God, thanking Trump for unleashing hellfire on Iran via Israel. And if we have to finish it, then so be it. It's got to be finished. And you know what? But the reason for the endless wars is we never finish them because of all the hand-wringing in D.C. Take George Bush in Desert Storm. Stopped it after 72 hours. Take a listen from General Sherman. And we need Israel to finish this one. And if it takes a few supporting B-2 flights, so be it. Nobody is talking about boots on the ground, period. And I would not support that. Folks, I get that you have been traumatized, okay? I've been traumatized. Most of the thing, you know what's so funny today to me? People are calling me a neocon and a warmonger. You guys are usually yelling at me because I don't want to go to war. Because I am really traumatized by what they have, the lies they told us to get us to go to war. Let me tell you where what the line is here and what the confusion is, okay? This ain't Iraq. And it's not Afghanistan. We could have and should have gone into Afghanistan quickly instead of dithering like Bush did and just wiped out bin Laden, taking out the top leaders of the Taliban. Light footprint. But what got us in trouble in Afghanistan and Iraq is nation building. It's the nation building we did afterward. Why? Because George W. Bush, the Republican Party at the time, was primarily funded by the military-industrial complex donors. And now Democrats have gotten in on that big PLS. They're into it, too. The nation building is what the problem was. Now, you talk about the 2,000 casualties we took in Afghanistan. Most of those were during nation building. Trump has been really clear. And if you watch how Trump fights, small footprint, mostly special forces, backed by drones. And a lot of this we do from satellite in the air. Folks, we couldn't do that. 2000 through 2005. I mean, most of the drone tech that we have now, including stuff you could buy on Amazon, came out of the Iraq war. We developed it. But we didn't have it the first, 5 years of the war in Afghanistan. Adam, we really didn't start getting those true quality drones until like 2010, 2011. This is not the same thing. And so what you think of as war, oh, we're going to start another war. It's going to be terrible. It's going to go off. No. That is not war. That is nation building. That's play war. And it's play war to justify the printing of money and the supporting of all these contractors. And then, it just snowballed because there was so many ex-military making money from their contracting companies. They cut a check to Republicans or Democrats. Then they want a job. So we create a supply chain with nation building as the excuse. Nobody is talking about nation building. I wouldn't support it. I don't want boots on the ground in Iran. First and foremost, because we don't need that. We need to take out their nuclear reactors. So I understand there's a lot of people here, you know, war, Middle East, think, oh no, here we go again. No. No, there should be really no jobs for the military industrial complex here. I mean, you know, maybe special forces going in to take out somebody or somebody else or, you know, with boots on the ground with the Mossad. But that, I mean, like very, the kind of operations we've always been doing. It's the nation building that got us in trouble. And nobody is suggesting that. And I don't even know what we would need it for. But we do need to get rid of the nuclear capabilities. They cannot have a nuke. Not when they have hit us again and again and again. And most lately in partnership with China. Okay, so it looks like Trump has reversed course, and has now called off the call off of immigration raids, which was real. In fact, Kayleigh McEnany asked Tom Homan about it less than 24 hours ago. I've got the audio from that, and she was holding in her hand an order to stop all the workplace raids. Folks, that was Joe Biden's policy. And he hemmed and hawed and said, well, you know, we'll still be able to raid some workplaces if there's human trafficking involved. No. We're not going to start adopting Joe Biden's immigration policies. And apparently and this is what I was hoping for, the backlash online from us was so massive that Trump has walked this back, reversed his reversal of what he ran on. And now we are back at it. Washington Post says Trump officials reverse guidance exempting farms, hotels, and immigration raids. Good. Good. Because, folks, this strategy is not going to work. We're going to focus on big blue cities. And we're going to get the immigrants there. Okay, why would Trump want to do that? Do you know there's 2 million illegals alone in California? Rich Barris, who is a really good pollster, we've had him on the show before, has estimated, and if you do the numbers, it does basically add up that the Democrats have stolen 27 congressional districts by having illegals in their blue territories, and then they're counted in the census. So when Trump says, we're going to focus on blue cities, it makes sense. That's why Democrats want the illegals to mass there. That's why regular Americans were confused when they see, like, wow, that guy's waving the Mexican flag while he sets cars on fire. That's a bad look for the Democrats. It is, unless you're trying to steal congressional seats and you want the illegals to move to, across enemy lines into blue states so you can protect them. That's the Democrats saying to the illegals, hey, we'll protect you with violence. Just come here so you can be counted in the census. We'll try to get you as much free stuff as we can. Just hang on until Trump leaves office. So if you're going to start raiding blue areas, that's a good thing, but you cannot exempt red areas. And that's what he did. That was really obvious. Even that Hill reporting Republican donors were calling up and wanting their industries exempted. No, we cannot have a policy of, hey, we're going to do raids in blue areas, but not in red areas because our donors need to profit. That's just really cynical. It's not going to work. And you know why else it won't work? Because if all the raids are in blue areas, while that's good because we don't want illegals to be counted in the census, so they steal congressional seats. And folks, think how much easier of a time we would have. We could probably be doing cuts right now, with the big blue beautiful bill, if we had those extra seats. But we don't have them. But if you do all the raids there, you're just going to drive the illegals into red areas. There'll be an amnesty later, and red states will be blue states. You got to get them all. Got to cross state lines. Everybody working in every processing plant needs to go. And look, if those employers need to pay more, they need to pay more. If we still don't have enough workers, we'll give them visas. I got no problem with that. But glad to see Trump reversing his reversal of his promises. Now we got to keep him straight. Okay. Mike Gallagher's up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.